The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of Valerie, her guests, and callers. Now here's your host, Valerie Kirkgaard.
This is for you, this is for you and me, and who we see when we see each other. This is for all, this is for all the time you tried to find your sister or your brother. And you're not crazy anymore, you've been waiting at the door. And it's time to open.
Hey, 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 it is time to open. We are celebrating 10 years of recording on this station, KTBL, from Albuquerque, New Mexico. And 2017 will mark our 30th year in social concern radio. And, boy, we've got some social concerns this morning that we've been talking about before the show. You're listening to Waking Up in America, Dynamic Radio Dialogues on Life Today in America, brought to you by BRAGG.com, Happily 200, The Koning Company, DrVal.com, and Doctor is all spelled out, and 42action.org. Bob Sercosta of the Home Shopping Network says we are doing radio that is changing the world. Thanks for the endorsement, Bob. If you hear a telephone ringing, a dog barking, or an angel singing as we call in from our offices all over the United States to cause this program, just know that we're just a universal conversation. Now, Jesus spoke in Aramaic, and in the Lord's Prayer, pray means to go out into the world and get that which is yours. And always include a prayer for the celebration of the Republic for the United States of America. We also ask for respect for our animal friends as well as each other and our communities, and we are a nation structured in Christian values. So the Ten Commandments work, guys. Let's bow our heads in appreciation of the men and women who died to protect our freedom and create our Constitution and Bill of Rights. So, Randy, I have to tell you, I don't know if you saw the foreword from Ron last week. By the way, I just realized we should tell him to tweet. Hey, you guys, get on there and tweet that you're listening to Waking Up in America and invite people to join us because we're live in Albuquerque right now, okay? So, anyway, I'm Val Kirkgaard 1 and you're Randy Shannon, right?
That's right.
R-A-N-D-I-S-H-A-N-N-O-N. Now, if you want to tweet while we're on air, tweet Randy, okay? R-A-N-D-I Shannon. So, Ron sent out, he set up this, I think it was from Big Greek Daddy. I love Ron. He scours stuff to get us good information for the radio. And what it is, I don't know if you saw it, a guy has got a stack of Hershey bars. Did you see it?
I haven't.
Okay, so the guy's got a stack of Hershey bars, and he's got like 10 ounces of silver. So he asks people, and mind you, he's got this whole stack of Hershey bars. He gives people a choice, and they're, of course, very suspicious always. He asks them if they want the Hershey bar or the 10 ounces of silver. What do you think they picked?
They took the Hershey bar, didn't they?
100% of them took the Hershey bar. 100% took the Hershey bar, which was probably cost $2 or $5 right now. I mean, I was kind of shocked yesterday. I looked up and I saw a price of the price of a package of Newport cigarettes was $8.59.
What? Wow.
Yeah. $8.59. You know, I swore back when I was smoking that I would give up smoking when cigarettes hit 50 cents a pack. Well,
that's crazy.
$8.59. So there's a question of values when people don't have enough money for things and they're spending $8.59 for a pack of cigarettes. Well, you can buy other cigarettes for $5. But it shows where we've gotten misguided, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And when people will take a bar of chocolate over something that's worth probably $150.
Well, an ounce of silver right now is probably $20-some dollars.
No, this was 10 ounces. Okay, so it'd be $200 because this was 10 ounces of silver.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they look at a bar of 10 ounces of silver, and they look at the candy bars, and they're suspicious about the candy bars, right?
Yeah.
And the guy says to him, you know, you're a winner. Congratulations. You've just chosen a chocolate bar. So we have to be careful that we're not choosing chocolate bars.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you and I were discussing before the program about all the emails that we've been getting this week and all the conflicting information, and we were trying to decide whether we should even tell you about all the emails that we've been getting this week. So we're getting warned right and left. We're getting told that Hillary died and was buried. We're getting told that Hillary is fine and is going to be at a convention. We've been showing pictures of Hillary tired. We've been showing pictures of Hillary partying. We were actually told by Ed Dames, who's been on our show and who's been on Coast to Coast, that there would be no elections this fall. There's just so much going on. Where do you look and what do you do? Now, tell us what's still going on in Miami.
Well, there's still spraying for Zika. It's, you know, business as usual. Nobody's acting like anything's going on. Things are pretty calm, unlike North Carolina, where
okay, well, you were there last weekend. They sprayed, though, when everybody
yes.
was there.
They're spraying on the weekend when the tourists are there, which is, you know, you go Monday through Thursday and the beaches aren't near as full as they are Friday through Sunday. And that's when they ramped up the spraying. Why? Why would they do that?
That's the hard part of all of this, because what we try to do is kind of walk down the middle of all the stuff that we get and not get overly reactive. But they're just, it's either a plot or it's so stupid it's breathtaking.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know where to go with the alerts. I've got warning, alert, United Nations 71 set regular session agenda, urgent information, you know, all of this stuff going on, blah, 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 blah. Tell everybody. There's riots going on, and we know that most of the riots have been created. We know that that with the infusion of migrants into the country without proper documentation and all kinds of things, we know that we're being informed that people on social services sometimes make more money than those of us who are working hard. These things are, I believe, they're being done to irritate people so that martial law can be declared. That's kind of what Ed Dames was saying.
I mean, you know, we can't say certain organizations are terrorist organizations. Apparently only the government can make those kinds of comments and stay out of trouble. But there is rumor that, you know, this Black Lives Matter is a terrorist organization. I'm not saying that. You're not saying that. The radio show's not saying that. But there's rumor. And if you take a look at the criteria that the government uses to qualify an organization, you know, maybe the rumors are right. I don't know. I'm not going to get involved. I'm not going to make a statement one way or another. But look, you and I, radio station, Mike, all of us are peaceful. We don't need all of this hubbub, however you say it. That's not what we're about. But we are about calling out the news and you know, look, people aren't crazy. Who is doing this? What is happening? Violence. I mean, why isn't somebody stepping in on this? Why aren't they crushing this? Like they did things in Waco and Ruby Ridge and certain aspects of the Republic and all these other the Aryan nations, and like I don't even know all the ones that they've went after. Why are they just allowing this to go and go and go and go and go, and no one's getting questioned about it? Why are cities burning in this country?
I think it's intentional. I think it's a desire to have people get upset, come out, start yelling and screaming, waving guns, and saying you can't do this to us. And I think that we can set it up so you can't do it, but the way we can do that is by not responding. So if you see a Black Lives Matter rally going on, then you can be guaranteed there'll be White Lives Matter, Brown Lives Matter, Green Lives Matter there too, and everybody can get all into a brouhaha over it. Because mm-hmm. that's the whole point of it, is to push people's buttons. If you push your buttons, then you can create a lockdown.
Right.
You know, Jenna
and who wants that? Right.
Well, they do. That's the whole thing, because that then becomes an excuse to take guns. I have mm-hmm. a friend, Jenna, who lives right down in San Diego, and she's been talking about how they were even getting their car searched on certain parts of the road. If somebody stops to search your car, you be polite. Do not give them any reason to say anything to you. Make sure that you've got your documentation, like your car insurance, things of that nature, and just be calm. Because I don't want you provoked. And that means you, Tom, and you, Mary, and any of the rest of you out there, Bob, Bonnie, all of you, I don't want you to be provoked. If you need to travel, if you need to do things, do it in a law-abiding way, and we'll get them with the law later, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's lots, even though this sounds horrendous and like it's control of everything, there's something very special going on. And what's very special going on is the global currency reset. See, I think this even may be a distraction. When the global currency reset, Randy, should be done by October 1st.
The thing is anytime any of these city things are happening, it is a distraction. So you have to, it's like a rattlesnake. It sits there and vibrates its tail and makes the noise. And so your attention is drawn over here, but really there's something else going on the other side. And that's what you really have to pay attention to. Forget,
right.
You know, Charlotte, North Carolina, or whatever, burning down. What else is going on?
Yeah,
what else are they up to?
What else are they up to? Well, there's just so much. I mean, first of all, I know that some of the information we're getting, because we're being inundated with emails, and they aren't good. They're all the way from child pornography to child sacrifice to Black Lives Matter being created by our government to create division. The whole point is if you can create a race war or if you can create a criminal war, then you have justification. And since the military gave local police stations so much of their riot gear and stuff, oh, that was a really brilliant move. I don't know if you know this or not, but the Army donated a lot of their gear to police stations if they promised to use it within a year. Can you stand that one?
Wow.
Now that means they've got rioting gear and stuff. And so we're being hyped up for riots. We're being hyped up for racial inequality, when the truth of the matter is we have less murders going on in the United States, our country, as far as the citizens actually, quotes, killing each other, are the lowest I think it's ever been. That's not the information that you would be walk away from if you've been watching what's been going on in the television shows and stuff. And I'm sure you've heard the name George Soros, okay? These people are not nice people. They will do and pay anything. I mean, when I met Tom Hayden, and I'm thinking, Randy, it was 1999, but I can't swear to it. When I met him, he said, watch out. Tom Hayden was a United States, I believe he was a senator from California. He told me about that Georgia was the first election that was stolen, and they managed to get it from a guy that had been in office for like 20 years. And he said, watch out, because you're going to see more of this. So I got even into a big discussion with a woman that runs the local newspaper that I write for sometimes, because, believe it or not, she loves Hillary Clinton. Well, a lot of people do, okay? But that's people that haven't done their research and don't really know what Hillary has accomplished in other areas of her expertise. So we got into a huge thing about this, and I kept telling her, I said, right now I wouldn't vote for either of them because I don't think the election's going to happen. Well, I thought she was going to pop a blood vessel when I said that, right? You know, sputtering down there in the office. But I feel safe. I moved to Topanga Canyon because in 1990, a guy named John, who was Shirley MacLaine's psychic, calls me up, and by the way, the guy was getting $1,000 an hour. Not, I didn't pay him that, but I guess Shirley had told him to call me, and I was doing talk radio at that time. I don't know how he got my number. Anyway, he starts telling me, and he tells me about everything that's happening right now. This is in 1990, and I said to him, John, what do you want me to do? I mean, it was like so far away, right? And now it's here. It took him longer. He actually told me that this would be happening about maybe 5 or 10 years ago. But what he described to me is exactly what's going on right now. Don't take the bait, dear listener. Do not take the bait on these things. Even if some of it's true, you'll never know for sure until afterwards what was and what wasn't.
Right.
There's possibility of total chaos. Do not be misled. Do not fall for their tactics. We've proven many, many, many times that the actors in these dramas show up over and over and over again. And I'm not denying that people don't get murdered, because they certainly don't give a rat's buns about whether or not they're going to murder people or not. They murdered 3,000 people with the Twin Towers. By this point, almost everybody knows that Building 7 fell down all by itself.
Since when has a plane hit the surface of the ground and actually just disappeared into a hole and the only debris was the size of
a phone never book. Happened, Brandy. Right. It never happened, Randy. But we do know that they're down spraying for Zika virus, which in Miami, and they're doing it when the beaches are most crowded. So it certainly gives some, attention to the possibility that there are people that would like to do us harm.
Yeah.
Okay?
I actually feel good. I was able to turn some friends around. They were coming into town from Orlando, and I said, don't come here. Neurotoxins being sprayed. And they went to Clearwater instead.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the kind of stuff. You want to make sure that you're stocked, okay? Because there is going to be interruption, okay? The global currency reset requires that all of the banks. Well, we're talking about 209 countries, okay? That's the maximum number here. So we're talking about 209 countries. They've all agreed to this. The thing I got this morning that was so, like, warn everybody, blah, 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 rounding up to citizenry. I've been hearing about how we're going to be rounded up and put into FEMA prisons for 10 years now. We're not going to be rounded up if we don't fight. We're not going to be rounded up if we stay in our homes, clean our homes, create our communities, and go to church. You're not going to be rounded up. You haven't done anything. Okay, what's going to happen is, if you get yourselves all excited about somebody's not treating you fairly or something like that, and you punch somebody in the chops, you're going to get a billy club on your noggin. Or let's put it this way. The odds are good. So stay home. Paint the house. Clean up the garden. Make sure your food's stocked and things are in order, because the global currency reset itself is going to disrupt banking and things like that. What I've heard, Randy, and let me know if you heard something different, it's going to be from anywhere from 3 days to 2 weeks. What have you heard?
Actually, I haven't heard it. You follow that quite a bit more than I do, so I have not heard anything.
Yeah, well, they're saying, I follow Karen Hudis, who is a whistleblower for the World Bank. I follow a number of people that are in... that are looking at the, you know, Brexit really got the cabal going because they lost taking control. See, part of what I think the One World Government is about, and I was watching President Obama, not my president, but a president called Obama at the UN, his final thing, and he was basically talking about how the citizens of the world would have to give up something, a little something, so that they could be part of this one world government. Mm-hmm. Well, Obama, I don't need to have Britain not be Britain. I don't need to have Germany not be Germany. I don't need to have Africa not be Africa. I do not need to have everyone homogenized so that they all think and talk and act like you. And frankly, sir, I don't need you as president, and I'm going to be very happy that you expire. And the threat, which I considered actually, I considered it an unusual concept in the way, I don't know if you heard this one or not, but there was a rumor going out there, and I believe this is strictly a rumor, that Michelle Obama would be running for the White House. And I have to tell you, you would think I would have a natural reaction of kind of like, oh, my God, not eight more years, right, or this.
Okay.
I didn't, because I don't believe it.
Hmm.
I don't believe it. I believe all of this stuff is designed to throw us off track. I believe that George Soros and the rest of them, I believe that they're things are slipping through their fingers, and that there may be a ditch. They may try to pull off a nuclear bomb. Do you remember, was it South Carolina or North Carolina? They were supposed to nuke a couple of years ago, and then the Army dropped the bomb in the ocean. Do you recall that?
South Carolina. No, I can't remember who all was.
Maybe Charleston?
Mentioned. Possibly.
But let's just put it this way. Well, all of this stuff that you might be getting if you get as many emails as we do. I get like 300 emails a day, and they're not all valuable. Probably about 10 of them, but I have to go waiting to find out.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to be careful. First of all, you just want to make sure that you're prepared. Okay? You want to make sure you can take care of your family, that you've got enough water, you've got enough this and that, because the global reset, according to Bloomberg, will happen by October 1st. We'll be into a different reality, and there's going to be a huge polar shift, and I think you're going to hear a lot of stuff. Like I said, you may even see pictures of Hillary's funeral, and then you may see a picture of her talking somewhere, and then you may want to check and see if the person talking has a straighter nose than Hillary had, or you want to, some of the pictures I've seen of Hillary talking look like Hillary talking. So there's a big difference between under the ground and talking. I don't know, but I have seen different pictures of the body doubles. So you just kind of sit there in a swirl of, you know, what's actually happening here, and you can't control that swirl right now. What you can control is yourself, your home, and not just control it, but manage it. This is a time to manage yourself. This is a time to look up. It's heaven up there. If you type Heaven Incorporated into your computer, and that's Heaven Incorporated, and Incorporated is all spelled out, you're going to end up at Waking Up in America, because I actually own Heaven. I bought it 20 years ago in Heaven Incorporated. Did you know that, Randy?
Yes, I did.
Uh-huh. Well, guess what? Put Heaven Incorporated into your computer and see what you see.
All right, going right now.
So I'm organizing under the auspices of Heaven. And I'm going to give incorporation a good name, because in this case, incorporation, in my case here, means to bring all the good stuff together so it's available to you. So
forwards us right back to Waking Up in America.
Right on. And it's going to actually, I've hired a new web developer. His name is Richard Morrison. And one of the things that's going to be happening is we're creating resources for long and happy lives. And that is the antithesis of what these people want. They want you to die early so you don't use up the Social Security that they've stolen. And they have stolen it. Oh, Randy, I've been watching House of Cards. If anybody
I told you.
Oh, God. I'm in episode 14 of House of Cards, and he already murdered one person last week and one person this week.
Yeah. It's a crazy show.
It's a crazy show.
I don't
show,
watch
but
much TV, but that's a Netflix marathon weekend kind of thing.
Yeah. No, I decided I couldn't do that because I knew that if I did. After I watched Orange is the New Black, I watched like all 50-plus episodes in about a week.
Wow.
There was a real deterioration in my language. It was really, I mean, it was like I had been in prison for a week. And
wow.
I was swearing like a trooper and telling, huh? What'd you say, Mike?
I said, man, you'd be ready to live in the hood.
I totally was. I couldn't believe it. I mean, I even heard myself. I can't even say what I said on the radio, for God's sakes, and I don't talk like that. Except I did the week after I watched Orange is the New Black, all of the episodes. Yeah, well, wait till you see what happens when you watch House of Cards.
I think that's all there is, right?
I don't know.
Mhm.
Are they still making it?
Yes.
Bless them.
But you got to wait until you know, once you get caught up, that's it for another year.
Well, let me tell you, I'm like horrified, and yet I'm attracted to them. You know, like Claire and Frances.
Mhm.
She's so beautiful. You know, and she has these good plans, you know? And then what she has to do to get her good plans through, and then whatever their comment is, well, it's just politics, right? So you do whatever you can do. You shade things, you make people crazy, you do whatever you can. You lie appropriately so that you can mislead, and if somebody really gets in your way, you crush them or you murder them.
That's what...
I think so too. I think if you really want to get your ventilation out, you should watch all the seasons of House of Cards. I think it's very accurate, and I think Kevin Spacey does a brilliant job of it. Just brilliant.
Yeah, he does.
It reminds me of American Beauty. Did you ever see that show or that movie?
Yeah,
where he comments on things. What's really interesting is, it isn't just that you watch the thing. It's actually more powerful to watch it in sequence rather than to watch it week by week.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the first episode of House of Cards, you see he's outside of his house and somebody runs into the next-door neighbor's dog and kills it. Well, actually doesn't kill it, mortally wounds it. And the dog is dying and he goes over to the dog and pats the dog and then kills it. And you go, oh, my God. But in a sense, you know that he's like the farmer that puts the bullet in a horse's head that broke his leg. So, yes, he has killed the dog. What will he do now? So then you see Pete Russo, the congressman that falls from grace and returns to alcoholism and in his car suffering, and he kills him. And you can say that he set it up for suicide or whatever. So I was thinking when I compared Pete Russo to the dog, it was like Pete Russo was mortally wounded. And in a sense, I didn't really consider him like thinking like a murderer. I consider him thinking like putting the dog out of his misery. When he kills the reporter in the next episode, that's murder. So the distinctions that the show brings up about how things are, how people are manipulated and created, are very, very, very powerful. So if you want to get yourself an education on how things are put together and what is people are willing to do to have what they want, what I was thinking about Mike and Randy was these guys are like dinosaurs. Very powerful dinosaurs stomping through the land, swishing their tails around. And if they happen to knock out 5,000 ship workers or 10,000 ship workers or 20,000 this or that, that's just part of the loss.
Mm.
You know, it's like we're numbers on a piece of paper.
Wow.
And that's the level of things that if you really watch and listen to that program and the implications of it. It's really, it really will affect you, and I want you to know you're being played all over the place right now, America. We're being played, pardon, like a house of cards. We're being played, and as far as I'm concerned, the house is coming down, and I think the dinosaurs are thrashing their tails. Okay. So
I hope so. By the way, did you hear Drudge Report? Found that in the debate rules, because that is coming up, Mike, you know the date, that if Hillary gets into one of those little coughing fits, that she has to power through it. There's no commercial breaks. Yeah, they're not going to let her off the hook, which is surprising.
Yeah, things, Every evil thing that you can imagine, including child pornography, child sacrifice, nuclear plants, poisoning people, chemtrail, everything you can imagine is happening, okay? At the same time, on the other side of that, there are forces that are lining up, like you just mentioned about the debates,
that
they're not going to savor.
Well, they're saying, which I don't know that I believe this, you can check, you have to watch the debate to actually catch this, because sometimes it is hard to catch, but they're saying no microphone manipulation either, but I've seen the microphone manipulation in the past.
What is microphone manipulation? I don't know that one.
Well, it'd be like Mike turning you down if you go into a coughing fit or...
Oh, got it, okay.
They're not supposed to allow that, but I've seen that in the past. I've seen them go up and down on other people's mics. So they're not supposed to allow it on this one either. So the whole world will get to hear her cough.
Or maybe she won't cough because maybe it'll be a body double. Who knows? I mean, good Lord, it's like being in the middle of a hurricane of illusions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the deal is, don't get caught in the deception. Mm-hmm. Focus on what needs to be done personally in your life. Because right now, if you write the administration a letter that you're upset about such and such and such and such, nobody's reading it. Okay.
Yeah, that's trash.
It's the things that you think... Back in the 70s, I was the assistant coordinator of Los Angeles Now, along with Gloria Allred. Anybody know Gloria Allred? She's the lady you see in the red suit. Well, she and I were very close at that time, and she ran LA Now, and I was her assistant. I really didn't want to run LA Now. I thought she was perfect for it. I didn't have the... Gloria's got a sharp tongue, and it's a tongue I actually think is pretty terrific. I've seen her do some amazing stuff. She actually took me into her office on Sunset Boulevard. She was like on the 12th, 15th floor of this building, and she had this huge desk. And she said, Val, I want you to sit behind my desk, and I want you to sit in my chair, and I want you to look out the window, and I want you to see what power feels like. Man, was it good. I sat at her huge desk. I sat in her chair. I looked out the window. I had a view of the entire city from where she was sitting, and I got what she was talking about. And Gloria, from the time I've known her, has stood up and said, you can't do this. This isn't right. Well, there's more Gloria Allreds around, and there's Judge Jeanine Pirro. Is that her name?
Yeah, she's great.
She's sassy.
She's got guts.
She's
unbelievable.
Got guts. Oh my
she
God!
She calls out the Clintons all the time and Obama all the time.
And she's
just
very
look
good
her
looking.
Up.
Look up!
Yeah.
She's got a whole series of videos. She's incredibly good. Let Jeanine get upset for you, okay? Let her get feisty. Let her take the heat. Listen to the things that she says. They're at least good questions. There's a lot of really good research on the internet. You can do this. And I just want to take a moment as we continue this program to invite you to go over to our website at wakingupinamerica.com. We're actually changing the nature of how the website is put together. It's going into WordPress. It's going to have fun. I mean, once you line up with heaven, things get really interesting. So we're doing that right now. I want you to check out our sponsors, Patricia and Paul Bragg's apple cider vinegar drink. It's way better than you think it might be when you say apple cider vinegar drink. They're delicious drinks. They're the drink of waking up in America. One of those bottles a day will change your health future, okay? I've been using her products for absolutely years, and people remark all the time that I don't appear to be as old as I actually am. So I give her credit for part of that, and I give Paul Bragg credit for having her for his daughter. So there's a lot of products that we have. One of them is Kayani, which is a strong medicine. I want to spend more time on what we're talking about today, but you can follow up the research on Kayani Bites. That's Louis Constantine's work. And Kayani is amazing stuff, and Louis is a doctor.
Wow, we haven't talked about Lewis in a long time. We got to get him
actually,
on.
Actually, I called him, and the number I had wasn't good because I wanted him back. So I want Lewis on air with us back again for a check-in.
He was great. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he is, and I'm sure he still is. He's a lovely guy. I visited him when I was in New Mexico. The sinus problems at the Koning Company, it's way past sinus problems, folks. It actually clears up your blood, and your blood is full of CRAP with all the food additives and all the air additives and the different things that are going on. So you can actually use ear Koning to clear the toxins out of your system, and it's powerful stuff. Go to KoningCompany.com for that. Randy Shannon's 42action.org. What in particular are you up to this week, Randy?
More of the same. We've really been focused, laser focused, on helping people to get trust to protect their property, their private possessions, etc. We're actually also moving into more things that block the dirty energy. We're really focusing on that. We're coming out with something called Faraday caps. You've all heard of a Faraday cage. It kind of blocks the dirty energy. It would block EMF. We're doing Faraday caps where it just really protects the body. You can't hold the cell phone directly, but it will block you as you're walking through life, and these can go in your hat. So it's a really cool thing. If you go to FaradayCaps.com, it actually will forward into some information about it, and we're about to launch that at just a price that's absolutely unheard of, and it's just really cool. So we're getting into more useful things. Not so much, I mean, we're kind of changing the tone of where we were going with 42 Action, and we're getting more about the remedy, because we already know there's problems.
Right, so let's get it fixed.
Exactly.
I'm sitting here right now, the bank has told me I owe them $1,795,000, and I just laugh.
Yeah, right. Big ouch. I did hear, and I don't, it's rumor, I guess, but Donald Trump is talking about an actual wipeout of the debt. And I don't know if that means personal or if he's just talking the multi-trillion that they say the country is owing.
We're into a jubilee situation, okay? 2016 is the year of the jubilee, and in the year of the jubilee, all debt is supposed to be wiped out.
Exactly.
Okay, and it's supposed to happen every 70 years. It isn't just that. That's part of what the global currency, this global currency reset is going to actually change the world. You know, I'm actually going to read to you something that I got from my friend Sherry Vincent, okay? And she talks about Anna von Reitz, and I'm going to give this to you because it's on the global currency reset. I do want to talk about that. Anna von Reitz, who was counsel to the Vatican at one time, explains how vast wealth is coming to the new America. And this is part of the reason why they want control of us, you guys. She has filed paperwork which will begin to unlock wealth that is owed to we nationals on the land. She is suggesting a monthly stipend of $2,000 and another $1,000 for investment to be given to each national on the land. We, the people who own 185,000 corporations and governments and states and countries, and we, the people, are going to get the trillions of wealth dollars that the Federal Reserve scam and the IRS have stolen from we, the people. There has been a secret trial regarding this concept going on in California as a test regarding the administration and amounts needed to restore our people and communities. This amount will be in addition to any other income that nationals receive. This writer was informed about the concept 5 years ago, and it's now going to be a reality. Dual incomes and long working hours will become history for many of our families under the new financial system. Social Security monies will be recovered, because they've been stolen, friends. That's one of the reasons why you didn't get an increase in your Social Security. Social Security monies will be recovered to the tune of, catch this, $5.7 trillion that President Reagan set the stage for the robbing of people's money to support corporate tax breaks. And this is what they do. It's when they say set the stage, all they do is they put through a bill that says blah, 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 and all of a sudden there's a shift there, or blah, blah, blah about this, and they run that bill through, and they put in these little things in the bills that don't even relate to the bills, and then when you vote on the bills, then it happened.
And I think what people don't understand is that money is pulled from their paycheck, and it's supposed to go into a coffer. And instead,
yeah.
the politicians have already dipped their hand into the coffer 5, 10, 20, 40 years in advance. They're saying, okay, well, the population's going to be this, so this much will be in the Social Security coffer. We'll pay it back later. Well, the payback never comes. And
right.
by the way, Anna von Wright, she has a book out called You Know Something Is Wrong When, and then it goes on to say An American Affidavit of Probable Cause. And that book is based, what it's about is if you want to know what went wrong, who's responsible, and all the criminality in you know, the United States, where it is, where it's become, where it's going, then that book is, and it's well written, easy to understand. It's kind of like comic book fashion, I guess. Be the best way to say it. Very, very easy to understand. I ordered it 6 months ago and flipped through it briefly. It was an excellent book. So
great.
You
know
something
that.
Is wrong when. And we should get her on the show. I understand she does a lot of talk shows, and she writes, if you just Google her name, Anna von Wright, A-N-N-A, I guess. But
yeah.
this says Anna Maria Reitzinger.
Mm-hmm. And then R-E-I-T-Z.
Yeah, on this book though, I did a search for Anna von Wright, and it says by Anna Maria Reitzinger, so it's a little bit.
Huh.
She must have a pen name, basically.
Yeah, probably.
So lots
anyway,
of reviews, most of them are great.
Here's what else she says. She also says that current Social Security payments should be 50% higher than what is sent mm-hmm. out now. See, what happens is, When you and I and Randy and any of the rest of us put our money into Social Security, as Randy used the term pool, it went into a pool. And then what happened was that pool was supposed to be invested. And then the money that was raised from the investing of the money in that pool then would keep reinvesting. And then the profit that was made from that would then be paid to people so that the Social Security would never disappear. But they've stolen over half of the Social Security money. So the pool that's generating the future, that's why you don't get a tax increase or an increase in your Social Security, because they're just hanging on by their toenails. They've stolen so much. So,
and all the young people that are paying in, I mean, so sad. Because, I mean, look, I have young sons, and all of them don't believe any of it's going to be there. They believe the politicians are all criminals that have taken the money, and they're accurate. So none of them are too excited about, you know, when the Social Security gets pulled from their paycheck, because they really don't believe they'll ever see it.
Yeah, and they may or they may not, because if what Anna is saying here is correct, they actually will see it. And
that would be great.
There'll be a great shift going on here. And look, I can believe things. I can believe that Black Lives Matter, Green Lives Matter, White Lives Matter, Brown Lives Matter, and then I can go out and I can fight for it, and then I can get bashed up. Or I can know that you matter and I matter, and that I'm working for me and that I'm working for you. We don't get bashed up.
Right.
And that's where we need to be standing, because what this government wants more than anything else in the world is for you to give them a reason to take away your gun. For them to give you a reason to pull you out of your car and impound your car and put you away, because the jails and the prisons and the courthouses are currently all corporations. I mean, these guys have given corporations a bad name, because corporations could be an inspiration, okay? And an inspiration, or, by the way, conspiracy actually means to breathe together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you could be a place where you could be breathing together. Like Heaven Incorporated is about the best that you can give. And I want to tell you something funny, Randy.
Okay.
Heaven Incorporated, when I called up, I thought it was just such a great idea to have Heaven. You know, I always wanted to be part of Heaven. I feel like I work for God, so why not have Heaven? So I call up, and it turns out that Time Warner owns Heaven and Hell.
Interesting.
They didn't go for Heaven. They own Heaven and Hell, Time Warner Books.
Mm-hmm.
They missed Heaven Incorporated, and actually the person that was on the telephone with me pointed this out to me and said, you should grab that. I don't know how they missed it. That was 20 years ago. So,
right.
Randy and I and Mike and Ron Simon, who's just, you know, he's in the background. He makes this, he makes things happen for Waking Up in America. You may hear me run by his name at the end of the show. But he's a representative, and he cares about what's going on and what we're doing, and he fights with for us all the time. We've been on the waiting list to be grandfathered into KKOB for, like, I think something like 6 years now. At some point, that will burst, and we will get on KKOB, which is a grandfathered station that will take our listenership from, like, 10 or 20,000 into the millions. So you can count on, we're, God's working with us. We're not working alone. Randy and I are very lucky, and we're very protected. And, by the way, so are you if you get in touch with it. One of the things that I've done recently, Randy, is I've started going to the Self-Realization Fellowship. Do you know what that is?
I do not.
Yogananda.
What is that?
It's Yogananda's, okay, who was an Indian guru. And I've actually lived next to SRF properties for probably 20-plus years of my life. And I've not, until recently, gone in and started going to services. And the Self-Realization Fellowship actually offers the opportunity to teach its members how to meditate. And they're very lovely places. They're, if you want to walk in heaven, go to a Self-Realization Fellowship and walk around their grounds. Here we have the Lake Shrine on Sunset Boulevard, and it's just one of the most beautiful places in the world. And last Sunday when I attended the services there, first of all, they honor the saints of all religions. It's not a Jesus Christ or a Yogananda place. It's a place that recognizes the leadership of all religions. It's a place that encourages you to look up. One of the things that you do when you meditate is you actually put your eyes up. When you have your eyes closed, you put them up, and the job is for you to learn how to control your mind, because it's very important for you to control and manage your thinking at this point. Your thinking is being attacked and poked and probed and misled and all kinds of things. And the Waking Up in America has always been called radio for intelligent people. So if you're listening to this message right now, you're automatically intelligent. And that's how we planned this. Okay, so in your intelligence, what they say at the SRF is that before you pray, and I know a lot of our listeners pray, what you want to do is you want to meditate first, and then that helps the prayer get through the channels so that you can actually be creating. Okay, and you can be creating $2,000 extra a month and $1,000 for investments and so on and so forth. People that live in Alaska actually get given money every month. They get given money from the oil, I believe, that's in Alaska. People in Iraq have cards, and they get given money every month. So there are actually places in the world where money is given to people because they're part of the process, and we're the owners of the land, and we the people. So remember that we are we the people, and we will not be hooked into this fighting. I want you to do Gandhi. Gandhi didn't ever raise a hand to anybody. He became the leader of a movement. He fasted, and he would not stop fasting until the government changed, okay? You know, I'm not asking you to fast. I'm asking you to clean up your hearts, your homes, your friendships, your incompletions. I'm asking you to help your neighbor, to be kind to anybody that you can be kind to do a good deed every day. I'm asking you to actually put yourself in. I'm asking you to meditate on this. I'm asking you to pray for this. I'm saying that that's what we need to hold a higher standard. Right now, the rats are running things, and we don't have to let that happen. And we can.
Hey, did we want to give a shout out too, by the way?
Who would you like to give a shout out to?
How about Lonnie from Albuquerque?
How about Lonnie? How about that? You know, I was thinking about him. It turns out that we have a faithful listener, Mike. Lonnie Hogan-Mueller has been listening to Waking Up in America the entire time we've been on KTBL. Are you there? Oh, darn. Mike's probably managing another show right now.
He might be.
Right.
Hogan Miller.
Hogan Miller. Lonnie mm-hmm. Hogan Miller. Uh-huh.
Super good guy.
10 years. He's been listening the whole time. We've been on 10 years right now. He's been listening the whole time. He tells people about it. He's our great communicator. He says that we're like the daytime version of Coast to Coast. And he can't wait to hear what we're doing next. So,
pretty
Lonnie,
cool words.
We were talking about you, Lonnie. So we're talking about you on the air. I just want to thank you and any of the other Lonnies that are out there that we haven't heard from. Lonnie called and talked to me and told me all this good stuff that he's up to. And what can I say? I'm proud to have listeners like Lonnie and the people that he's talking to. I get emails. I get Sherry Vincent sends me lots of interesting stuff. It's like having 50 pairs of eyes and ears out in the world. It doesn't mean that everything we see and hear is the whole picture, but it means that everything we see and hear, if you contribute, all the people that contribute to us, it really helps us too. It elevates us. It moves us forward. Jenna Lauren has been an amazing contributor for years and years and years and years. There's people like Sherry and Jenna and Lonnie. Those are the people we're talking to. I remember years and years and years ago, I was part of a program called the Network Against Psychiatric Assault. And Karen Miller and I did a workshop, and one guy showed up. Right? and he was all dressed in red. His name was Richard. Richard was totally dressed in red. And he showed up, and Karen wanted to cancel the workshop because we only had one person. And I said, I think we should just give this guy everything we've got and see what happens. Well, we did this whole workshop strictly for Richard, right? Right there in front of him, the room, the whole thing. Richard was our sole intention. 10 years later, Richard was still doing the work because we so, like, totally got to him.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to get to 1,000 people. Maybe he is. I haven't seen him in years. It would be so funny. It was like this guy with the dress room, head to foot in red, tennis shoes and everything. And it was a kind of a standout person. He did his outstanding work because we took our time. And, of course, he thought we shouldn't be spending a whole workshop on him. I said, hey, you're the guy that's here. You're the one that gets it. So just remember it. You're listening now. You're the guys and gals that are here. And we're the ones that are going to get this done. And what we're going to get done is we're going to take care of ourselves and our families. We're going to be wise. And sometimes if you're in a swamp with alligators, you just need a long pole to smack them in the snout. Tell them to stay away from you. Or you don't go in the swamp in the first place. Like Randy is actually moving from Miami. She's looking for another place to live.
Anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, any of those would do.
Yeah, so she's
going
to go.
I do love the beach. I don't know what I'm going to do. I love the ocean.
Well, then come to California, for God's sakes. I'm 7 minutes from the beach. What's the problem?
Well, maybe you should live in Dr. Bell's guest house.
You know, I'd even build one for you.
On the side of that mountain?
Yeah.
That you live on?
Yeah.
That thing looks like it could go at any time, Val, though. You know?
Oh, that mountain's not going anywhere. Don't get me going on that. That was done when I was gone. I had a wall come down, and when I went away for the guys that were working, decided they were going to build that down there, that thing. Oh, my God. No,
well, just because it's so dry out
on,
there.
I'm built on bedrock, okay? So,
all right.
This program has been brought to you by Kirkgaard Intergalactic Media. Our radio partners, ConingCompany.com, the ever-outrageous Randy Shannon and Val Kirkgaard, Dr. James Murphy, John Denver, Tippi Hedren, Carol Channing, Deepak Chopra, Ed Asner, Dennis Weaver, Larry Hagman, Esther Williams, Admiral Eugene Terrell, Jane Goodall, Jonathan Groundoff, Derek Kucinich, Dennis Kucinich, Jericho Whitaker, David R. Descendant of King David, 42action.org, Edward Schiff, Dr. Valerie.com, and doctors all spelled out. Thanks to Paul C. Bragg for your daughter, Patricia Bragg. Big thanks to our team advice, America, Jess Bernard, Ryan Treasure, and Randy Jacklin, our friends at Cumulus Radio, to John Young at Totally Gospel. Big thanks to our webmaster, Richard Morrison, merci beaucoup to Matt Migan for our theme music, Almost Ordinary People. Go home and clean your house and have a good day today. go check out tomorrow and see, you know. He's so full of it. My house is great.
Go Lonnie Hogan-Miller, Ron Hayes.
Yeah, there you go.
And you're not crazy anymore.
Thank you for joining us today for Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. Waking Up in America can be heard live every Wednesday on voiceamerica.com, and Valerie welcomes all emails at heavenincorporated.com.
This is for all you new, poor and through. Now your heart is open.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.